This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A man who identified himself as Venezuela's military attaché in Washington says he has broken with President Nicolas Maduro and would now report to opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Muy buenas tardes, pueblo de Venezuela. Le habla el coronel José Luis Silva Silva.
Colonel José Luis Silva said he shot the video at his office in the Venezuelan embassy in Washington. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the international community to support the Venezuelan people in a U.N. Security Council session Saturday. Pompeo encouraged the international community to recognize Guaido's interim government as he stands up to Maduro. President Donald Trump's acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said on Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, the president doesn't want to see the government shut down again.
He doesn't want to shut the government down. Let's make that very clear. He doesn't want to declare a national emergency. What he wants to do is fix this the way that things are supposed to get fixed with our government, which is through legislation.
On Friday, Trump signed a bill that funds the U.S. government the next 3 weeks, but threatened another government shutdown in mid-February if he cannot reach a border security deal with Congress that includes funding for his long-promised border wall with Mexico. 800,000 federal employees were working or furloughed without pay during the 35-day shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said at a news conference Sunday he has a three-step process in mind to protect workers.
One, pay the federal workers who haven't gotten paid ASAP. Two, pay the contractors and those who worked for the contractors who may not get paid at all. And three, pass legislation so another shutdown can never occur again.
This is VOA News.